baby.
It sounds like he's...
Okay. So let's just talk a little bit about the idea of Ishtava. And in a broader sense, Pesukei Dezimra. Ishtavach is, of course, the bracha achrona on Pesukei Dezimra, as Baruch Sha'amar is the bracha rishona. And this discussion we've shown him how that works, brachas mucha chavata, and that whole structure. We're not going to get into that today. But what I would like to talk about is a little bit about the basic content and meaning of Ishtabach and what it says about Pesukei Dezimra Bechla. Okay? Seder? That's going to be our focus. You have the text of Ishtabach at the top of the page, so you can take a quick look at it and just refresh your memory since it's been a few hours. And as to what exactly it is. One of the things that Rishonim who speak about Ishtabach all talk about is the fact that there are 15 words of praise in Ishtabach, and that this is a deliberate, it's not that it just happens to be 15 words, but that there are 15 words that carry a symbolic weight to them. something that we discussed in a different share, and I think is an important thing to note, that, you know, there in terms of Torah, there are, and Tefillah, and by extension, there are numbers and there are numbers. In other words, there are things that, you know, maybe it's significant, maybe it's not. Like, you know, I have a gematria of a word. So, you know, the Ramban already talks about that. You know, doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, doesn't necessarily mean something. It could be, you know, it has to have some gematria to it. It doesn't necessarily mean that that's deliberate, etc. It could be some gematria, some are not, and whatever. But that's one type of thing. But there are other things where it's clear that part of the way that an idea is conveyed is through the number of words that are used or the number of sentences that are used or things of that nature. So, for example, the example that I always like to give and I mentioned before, but it bears repeating, is that in Perek Kuf Yud Tet of Tehillim, right, it's what Chazal referred to in Gemara in the first Perek of Bracha, is Tamnei Ape, the eightfold acrostic. You have eight psukim that begin with Aleph and then eight psukim that begin with Bet, eight psukim that begin with Gimel, Barur, that's not a coincidence, right? It's clear that that's deliberate, that's clear design. And therefore, the number eight is part of the message of that parak of Tehillim. That's clear. And in fact, if you look at the parak carefully, you'll see that there is symbolism to the number eight in that parak. That's not our topic, so I'm not going to even get into it, but I'm just saying as an example of something where you clearly see that. Here, it's not as clear, but it's a pretty universal idea. And we've shown him that the number of shvachot that we have in Yishtabach is deliberate. And the number 15 has a symbolic meaning here. Okay, what that symbolism is, there are different opinions, but I think that the different opinions actually are complementary rather than contradictory. But in any case, let's take a look at a few statements of Rishonim and then take it from there. To begin with, the tour in Or Chaim Siman Unal says as follows: Uvetikun Hagaonim Yeshno Gimel Amar Vivarech. Etc. Vayrach David, and some typos here, I don't know why, but then, okay. Vayrach David et Hashem leinei kol hakahal ad umalim l'shem tivartecha kasher b'sefer divrei hayamim vayrachu shem kvodcha ad shirat hayam kasher b'sefer Ezra v'shirat hayam v'atam l'fi shekol otam tedvav l'shonot shol shevach hasturot b'brachot yishtabach. Okay, in other words, the Torah says, and this goes back to the Gaonim already, that we have Vayvarech David, which comes from Tiberi Yamim, and we have Az Yashir, right? We have Vayoshan Az Yashir, we have Shirat Hayam, that was Shirat Hayam, and these are connected to the 15 shvachot of Yishtabach. Now, what is Vayvarech David about? So Vayvarech David is the context, if you remember, anyone remember from Divrei Hayam, what's Vayvarech David about? What's going on? What's the context for that? For anyone remember? No, it's about the building of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay. Let's do of the Beit HaMikdash. That's basically the context for Vayverech David. And Shirat Hayam, obviously, Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Okay. And we're being told here, right, the Gaon tell us that there's something to do with the number 15, and this leads us to the construction of Yishnabach. Okay? Just putting pieces on the table, as Hashem will see the picture that emerges in a little bit. The Avudram, we've seen before, Avudram was the important Rishonim on the Siddur and related issues. The Avudram, in discussing this, says as follows: "V'atam shenagu lomar v'ayverach tovi shirat hayam l'fisha kol otam chamisha asar l'shonot shel shevach hasturim b'v'rachat yishtabach doresh b'mechilta mitov shirat hayam tov p'skim shel v'arach David." Right? Of course, the tour, and then he goes on. V'yesh kan v'kelal to'ot chamesh esrei tevot k'neged chamesh esrei ma'alot sheve mikdash sheolim me'ezrat nashim l'ezrat Yisrael shalehem omdim halvim b'shir. So this adds the next point, which is that there's a connection between the 15 and, okay, this of course is, it connects to the 15 ma'alot of the Mikdash, okay? And why is that interesting, that the number 15 alludes to the 15 steps of the Beit Mikdash? Because, right, that's the context of Vayverach David, right? So this brings us back to this idea. Okay? Next. Okay, so the plot thickens. So we have two themes so far, right, that Yishtalach is built on some level. One is Shirat Hayam, and the other is Vayerach David. Or to put it differently, Yitziat Mitzrayim and the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Now, those are not random themes, but they are very much interrelated. How do I know that the idea of the Beit HaMikdash and Yitziat Mitzrayim / Shirat Hayam are interconnected? So everyone knows the answer to this question. Mamash, everyone knows the answer to this question. Who can tell me?
What was the question?
How do I know, aside from anything that we've seen so far today, right? Forget about what we've done so far today. I'm saying I want to build on it or give a base. How do I know the relationship between Yitziat Mitzrayim and Shirat Hayam on the one hand and the Beit Mikdash on the other hand? Yes?
The point of Yitziat Mitzrayim was to go out and do Mikdash and
Kriyana. Absolutely, because it says so in Shirat Hayam, right? That's the end of Shirat Hayam. It's something that runs through Shirat Hayam. It's the conclusion of Shirat Hayam, correct? What's the conclusion? In other words, it talks about Zek Helivan Beyon, because I'll talk about there are two basic interpretations, or several interpretations of Zekli Van Be'er. One is from Vasei Lo Naves, I'll build the Beit Mikdash, Targum, etc. It talks about El Nevei Kodshecha, right, later in Shirat Hayam. And the conclusion of Shirat Hayam, what's the punchline of Shirat Hayam? Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yadecha, right? You can take a look, if you like, Shmo Perek Tefav, Pasuk Yud Zayin, the next source here. Tibi emo, betita emo, bahar nachalatcha, machon l'shiftecha, pa'alt Adonai, mikdash Adonai, konnu yadecha. That's the conclusion of Shirat Hayam. We talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? We talk about Yitziat Mitzrayim. Yitziat Mitzrayim, kriyat yamsuf, Shirat Hayam, rata shivcha layam, right? This great revelation of Hashem's presence, this gilu shchina, leads right into... You look at Sefer Shemot. What's the train of thought? Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? The Gilui Shechina through the events of Yitziat Mitzrayim brings us to the Gilui Shechina, the revelation at Har Sinai, to the Mishkan, right? The Makom Shechina. So there's a direct continuum from one to the other. And that's exactly what we talk about here. This idea that the conclusion of Yitziat Mitzrayim is Mikdash Hashem, Konenu Yadecha, right? The idea of the Beit Mikdash. So if the Gaonim said that there's a relationship between Shirat Hayam and Vayverach David and the Mikdash, and the Avudram adds that there's a connection between the idea of the 15 ma'alot of the Beit HaMikdash and Yishtabach, right? The 15 words of Shabbach of Yishtabach, which are based on and are the conclusion of Vayverach David and Az Yashir. So we understand that these are all part of one concept. Okay, basically the idea behind it is. The idea behind it is, it basically goes back to modern science, right? In modern science, we talk about the idea that there are four dimensions, right? There are three dimensions of space. And what's the fourth dimension? What's the fourth dimension? Three dimensions of time, right? Right. Well, Einstein, right? The relationship between space and time, right? Time being another dimension. And the idea that we have time and we have space, right? So Hashem's presence is experienced through both time and space, right? And therefore, and we'll talk more about this as Hashem in a little bit, but we have in time, what does that mean that Hashem's presence is experienced in time? Through particular events, right? Particular moments in history, such as the ultimate example of that would be Yitziat Mitzrayim, Kriyat Yamsuf, right? That's a moment of revelation, a moment where Hashem's experienced through time. And in place, what is the place where Hashem's presence is most acutely felt? That's, of course, the Mikdash, right? So the Mikdash and Yitziat Mitzrayim are parallel ideas. One is the Gilui Shechina in time, and one is the Gilui Shechina in space, in place, right? One is temporal and one is geographic, but it's the same basic idea. So it's really different sides of the same coin. Okay? So Vayvarech David and Az Yashir, right, are two facets of the same thing, and they bring us into Tisha B'Av. One of the Rebbeim of the Ramban, Rabbi Yehuda bar Rabbi Yakar, Point Rishon Mechlal, wrote a sefer that preceded the Avudraham. Called Perish HaTfilot VaHabrachot, the probably more description than the title, but in any case, I'm not sure, in any case, he writes, amongst other things, the following. Okay, this is the last source in the second box. Yesh Kan,
who wrote the Perish?
Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Yakar, it says. Rabbi Yehuda Barabi Yakar.
Okay.
No, I'm skipping one. It's not your fault, I skipped one. Okay, because it doesn't add that much to what we've seen. Okay, it's Perish Brother. Okay, we're going to skip that for the moment. Yesh kan tedvav ma'alot, keneged tedvav ma'alot shebetilim. Okay, so he talks about the 15 shvachot and how they parallel the 15 ma'alot in the 15 shir ha-ma'alot. Okay, and there's a connection between the 15 ma'alot and shir ha-ma'alot. There's a long story, shir ha-ma'alot, from kuf chaf through kuf lamed dalet in Tehillim, right, from kuf chaf through kuf lamed dalet, the shir ha-ma'alot, the 15 shir ha-ma'alot, that are parallel to the 15 steps in the Beit Meir, or vice versa. And v'chein asu k'neged tedvav ma'alot b'mikdash, me'ezrat Hashem l'ezrat Yisrael, k'damrinan b'midot, masachat midot, etc. The katuv, this is what, so far we haven't seen anything tremendously new, except, well, we've seen one thing, but we're not going to get into it, but he adds something very beautiful. The katuv, and the pasuk says, b'ya Adonai, Sur Olamim. So Bika, Shem Hashem of Yud He, Hashem Sur Olamim, fashion the worlds. And the interpretation of that is Yatsar Shnei Olamim, because it said Sur Olamim. Yatsar Shnei Olamim Litzorach B'nei Adam. This is a very beautiful and very important idea. Meaning that we have the idea that, what's the connection here? What's the connection? How do we get, what does this pasuk have to do with anything? Why does he bring this in? What's he suggesting? He's talking about the 15 shvachot in Yishtabach, right? He says that it connects the idea of the steps of the Beit HaMikdash, it connects the idea of the Shir HaMalot in Tehillim. He said, I understand that, okay? Then he goes on to say, and there's a pasuk which says, Biya Adonai Tzur Olamim, which means Yatzar Shnei Olamim Litzorach B'nei Adam. No. What does that have to do with anything? Yes?
Something to do with the fact that Yud Kei is 15.
Absolutely, and that's what he goes on to say. Look, Biya Becheshbon Yud Hei, which is Tedvav 15. Okay? Okay, right, but it's so he's saying that he's connecting this to the Shem Hashem of Yud He. Okay? And we'll see why that's important. And it talks about Yatsar Olamim. So we have this idea then of
this 15 connecting then to the idea of Yatsar Bet Olamim, right? Letzorach Fnei Adam. Yeah, the last part is that he's connecting the idea of 15 also to the Shem Hashem of Yud Hey, right, Gematria, which is 15. And because of this pasuk of Biyah Hashem Tzur Olamin, Hashem was Tsar, was formed. The worlds, both worlds, for man using this name. Okay? Let's go a step further. We now come to again, I know I'm throwing a lot of pieces at you. Please be patient. I know we need to have all the pieces before us before we can hope to put anything together. Next. Gemara Brachot, at Aftalim Bet, famous Gemara, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Avina. Ko Omer Tila LeDavid, Bechol Yom. Okay, Bechol Yom. Muvtach Lo Shuben Olam Haba. Anyone who says Tehillah LeDavid every day, right? Some versions have three times a day, but probably not correct. Anyone who says Tehillah LeDavid every day is Muvtach Lo Shuben Olam Haba. What does that mean? What's Tehillah LeDavid?
Ashrei.
What we call Ashrei, right? Ashrei is not really part of Tehillah LeDavid. It's tacked on, as is the end. Banach Nevaracha is also tacked on, right? We add to Tehillah LeDavid to make it into what we call Ashrei. By the way, Ashrei is the core of Psukei Dezimra, right? We all know that if you have, you come to Shul and they're just a couple, just a minute or two away from Baruchu, and you want to catch up to, you want to be able to daven Tzibur, so you want to catch up. So if you have the least amount of time, the minimum Psukei Dezimra is going to be, right, Barash Amar and Ashrei and Yishtabach, the bracha before and after, and the minimum of Psukei Dezimra is going to be Ashrei. So anyhow, Tilal David, so we add on to it an introduction and a conclusion, which is important in its own right, but in any case, Muvtach Lo Shuben Olam Haba, my taima. So the Gemara says, what's so special about Tilal David? Ilam Mishum De'ita Ba'alef Bet, if you want to tell me, because it goes Aleph Bet, Gimel Dal, etc., except for the Nun. So then, Nema Ashrei Tmi Mei Derech. So why don't we say Tilm Kofutet, Iti B'tam Ne'apin. We have eight, right? It's an eightfold acrostic. It has eight Aleves and eight Bets, even better. Al Mishum De'it Be'i Potechet Yadecha. So if you want to tell me that's because of the fact that it says Potechet Yadecha Mas Bilchol Chai Basar, so then you should, it's about the fact that Hashem's Hashkacha, that Hashem provides for us. So Nema Hala Gadol, Dichtib Be'i Notein Lechem Lechol Basar. It's even better. We should say Hala Gadol, right? So why Tila David? El Mishum De'it Be'i Tarte. In other words, this is a very, very important point. What is the kunz of Ashrei? What's so great about Ashrei? That it has two aspects that interact, right? And it's not because it has one plus two, but it's the fact that the way the two go together. What are the two aspects of Tilal David? Forgive me, I'm going to colloquially refer to this as Ashrei. Okay, what is special about Ashrei? Ashrei has two ideas. One is the idea of Hashem's Hashgacha, but it is in the context of the idea of the Aleph Bet. What is the Aleph Bet? Right? The idea of using the Aleph Bet is the idea of everything, right? The idea of this comprehensive, I'll call Hakol, right? In other words, this comprehensive idea, and it's the idea of Hashem's Hashgacha, but in this context of, of everything. So that's what we have here in terms of Tilal David, Ashrei, okay? And this is, of course, the core of Sugei Dezimra, okay? Next, Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gemara also says, Eza ben Olam Haba, Zeh Somet Gula Shal Arvet L'Tfilah Shal Arvet, Yesh Lomar, Yimnesh Somet Gula L'Tfilah Yesh Bo Skar Kol Kach, Sheyeh ben Olam Haba. Okay, it talks about smicha gula tefillah and the importance of it. So Tamir ben Yonah quote the following: Ve'od Omer Mori Ner Tam Acher. Okay, everyone knows what Nun Reish Vav is. Anyone know what Nun Resh Vav is? No? No one knows what Nun Resh Vav is? So, in the time of the Rishonim, very often they would use Nun Resh Vav as we would use Shlita. Okay? It's an acronym, and it's what's called Birchat HaChayim, as opposed to like Zichrono L'Vracha, Zechat Tzadok L'Vracha, it's like Birchat, or Alav Shalom, it's like Birchat HaMeitim. Nun Resh Vav, like Shin Lam Yud Tet Aleph, is a Birchat HaChayim. Okay? Shlita, I'm sure you know, stands for Shechia Liyamim Tovim Arukim. Words to that effect. And Nun Resh Vav is a little trickier because it was actually a trick question when I asked if anyone knew what Nun Resh Vav stands for, because it could stand for a lot of things. Because the Vav of the Vav, the Vav of Nun Resh Vav, is just an and. And it could be and almost anything. There are a lot of different possibilities. But the first two letters are easier. The first two letters are Natre Rachmana, okay, which is Aramaic for Yishmero Hashem. Okay, Yishmero Hashem. That Hashem should, you know, protect him and watch over him, and there, and then there are a lot of possibilities of what the Vav is. You know, but anyway, it's a Birchat HaChayim. In any case, but it's just important to know, because it means that the person who's speaking is, you know, they're speaking about someone who is alive, right? So he's quoting his Rebbe, he's saying the following. It says, Tamacher, Mipnei Shemazkir Geulat Mitzrayim Palel Miyad, Umar'er Shebotech Hashem B'tfilah, Kevin Shemavakesh Menu Tzrachav, Shemish Eno Botech Bo Lo Yivakesh Menu Klum, V'chein Yer Be'el Shemot Rabba Parsha Bo Paro, Shomer L'Shem K'sheru'u, Yisrael HaNisim V'nifla'ot Shaya Seh Imayim Ma'borei, Shelo B'ketivo Shel Olam B'tchu Bo, In other words, where to me, Rabbi Yonah, say? That what smichat gula l'tefillah, I'm paraphrasing, but the basic idea of smichat gula l'tefillah is that Yitzia Mitzrayim shows us Hashem's hashkach in a dramatic way, right? And what we do when we daven, it's a reflection of our belief in Hashem's hashkacha, because that's why we're turning to Hashem for help. We're asking from Hashem. We talked about this a little bit last term. That when I ask Hashem for something, it's a reflection of my belief that He's able to and willing and so on. A reflection of Hashem's my bitachon on Hashem's hashkacha. So it's a natural continuum, right? And as I'm saying, I learn from Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? I learn from the Nisim, as the Ramban talks about it, I learn from the great Nisim to everyday life, to Hashem's hashkacha in my day-to-day affairs, right? So basically what it's saying is, that what is smichat geula l'tefila? Okay, where is Yitziat Mitzrayim here? Shirat Hayam, Yitziat Mitzrayim. So smichat geula l'tefila is about the, I learned from Shirat Hayam, right? I have this idea, smichat geula l'tefila, this idea that I learned from Shirat Hayam, I learned from the Nisim, from Kriyat Yamsim, etc., from the idea of Hashem's Hashgacha in the dramatic, once in a, you know, blue moon events, I learned from that to the yom yom, to the day in, day out, in terms of Hashem's hashkacha, right? And that's where tefillah comes in. Okay, let's turn the page. Side two. Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud Gimel. Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel is, of course, the beginning of Hallel. Excellent. Hallel. Okay, Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Chet is Hallel. And in Hallel, how do we begin with Hallel? How do we begin Hallel? So very simply, we say the following. And it's very, very important to understand this. This is really the key to all of Hallel. The introduction to Hallel is as follows. And there's a whole long share in of itself, but just very quickly for the moment, what is Hallel about? Hallel is about the following. Hallelujah, Hallelu Avdei Adonai, Hallelu et Shem Adonai, Yihi Shem Adonai Mevorach, Me'ata V'ad Olam, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Mevoro, Mehulal Shem Adonai. Okay? Who can tell me what Hallel is about based on those three psukim? I'll give you a minute to think about it. How all about?
God's servants praising Hashem.
Okay. And praising Hashem what?
Forever.
Okay. Me'ata ve'ad olam is, right? Always. Yihi Shem Hashem Avraham me'ata ve'ad olam. Right? Throughout all of time. But that's not the end. It's a complimentary pasuk, which is Mimizrach Shemesh. Right, what you said is absolutely right, but let's add to it. Mimizrach Shemesh. What's Mimizrach Shemesh? From where the sun rises, meaning from Mimizrach Shemesh ad Mivo'o. What's to where it sets, meaning, we say in English, from east to west, right? From one end of the world to the other, meaning throughout all of the world is throughout all of space, throughout all of place, right? Meaning, Pasuk Bet, Pasuk Al is an exhortation to, for Avdei Hashem, to praise Hashem. But then we say, Hashem should be praised, Me'ata V'ad Olam, meaning throughout all of time. We add, not only throughout all of time, but Mizrach Shemesh Amvuo, Mulal Shem Adonai, throughout all of space. Right? These are again those four dimensions, right? It's time and space. So we're saying that Hashem is to be praised. We should recognize Hashem's Hashkacha throughout all of time and place, everywhere and always. What does the rest of Hallel go on to talk about? Goes on to talk about Yitzhak Mitzrayim, right? But say Yisrael Mitzrayim. It talks about praising Hashem, and it refers to specific times and particular places, meaning the Beit HaMikdash and Yitzhak Mitzrayim. Meaning, what the Hallel is saying, most of Hallel, almost all of Hallel, is about those particular moments, those dramatic moments in time and in space. Right, the points, the discrete points in time and space, where we have this very powerful exposure to Hashem's Hashkacha, to Hashem's presence. Right, the Beit Hamikdash, Yitziat Mitzrayim. But how do we begin the Hallel? By saying, true, from those particular moments. We're now focusing on those particular moments. We're talking about the Nisim. We're talking about the Mikdash. But we should realize that it's not, the importance is not to see Hashem's presence in those unique moments or places, but that through those moments and places, we should see Hashem always and everywhere, right? So therefore, we start by saying, Yihi Shem Hashem Avraham, Me'ata Ve'ad Olam, Mimizrach Shemesh Ad Olam, Mulal Shem Hashem. We go a couple of parakim later, Kuf Tet Vav, and we say what? Va'anachnu Nivarech Ya Me'ata Ve'ad Olam, Hallelujah. See how this goes back to Parakuf Yud Gimel, right? Me'ata ve'ad olam comes straight from there. So we're saying that's what we're going to do. We're going to recognize that, and we're going to praise Hashem, not just B'tzei Yisrael Mimitzrayim, and not just, you know, B'chatzrot Beit Hashem, as we say throughout Hallel, right? Not just in the courtyards of Beit HaMikdash, and not just in when we see it, Siyam Mitzrayim, B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim, but also Me'ata ve'ad olam, right? So that's an important thread that runs through Hallel. Now, where else do we make the point about seeing Hashem's Hashkacha everywhere and always? Yeah?
Wait, I'm sorry.
And we say that we will be Merach Hashem Me'ata V'ad Olam, from now and always, meaning throughout all the time, not just when we're B'chatzrot Beit Hashem, when we're in the Beit HaMikdash, not just when we see Bitzei Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim, but always, which is exactly how Hallel begins, right? Yishem Hashem Arach Me'ata Bi'at, it's exactly the same phrase, Me'ata Be'olam and Mi Mizrach Hashem Vav, which is going back to that idea, right? So now I want to ask, where else do we have this idea of seeing Hashkachar Hashem always, all the time, everywhere? Where else do we have that idea? Not just in Hallel. In fact, in Hallel, that's not the foreground, that's the background, right? That's not the focus. The focus is about those special moments and places, about B'chatzrot Beit Hashem, etc. It's about B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim. But we say Agav, from that we see the global, right? From the particular, we see the global. But where do we talk about that implication, where that implication of Hallel becomes the central focus, where we particularly talk about the comprehensive nature of Hashem's Hashgacha, about always seeing Hashem's Hashgacha? Where is that? Where do we talk about that? And what is Tefillah? Okay, we'll get to Yishtavach. You're right. You're absolutely right. No, you're absolutely right. That's 1,000% true. We didn't get up to Yishtavach yet. But what do we already see? What? It's mamash, it's a giveaway. I gave it to you on a silver platter. Come on. What tefillah do we say in Ashrei? That's what Ashrei is. That's what Tilal David is about, right? We have the Aleph through Tav, right? That's what Chazal says. That's the greatness of Tilal David. It's Aleph through Tav. Potechat Yadecha. The idea of Hashem's Hashkacha, but Aleph at Tav, right? Always, everywhere. What's the proof that that's what Ashrei is about? How do we end Ashrei? What pasuk do we add to Ashrei? This pasuk from Hallel, right? V'anachnu, how do we end Ashrei? V'anachnu nivarachya me'ata v'ad olam, hallelujah. That's not from Ashrei. That's not from Tilal David. Where's that come from? That comes from here, Tilim Kuftet Bav. That comes from Hallel. That's exactly this. That's how we conclude Ashrei. Everyone see that? Right? It's about Barur. So this point of Yehi Shem Hashem Rach Me'atavet Olam Mimizr Shem Hashem Vol Malal Shem Hashem Va'anachem Rachya Me'atavet Olam Haluyah, which is the PS, right? It's the postscript in Hallel, because Hallel focuses on the dramatic, on the being in the Makom Shechina, being in the Beit HaMikdash, being at Yam Suf and seeing Kriyat Yam Suf. But say Yisrael Mitzrayim. But Agav, we say, but Yishem Hashem Arach Me'atavet Olam, and Va'anachnu Rachem Me'atavet Olam Aliyah, not just when we see the great miracles, not just when we see Hashem Shechina Be'emesh, but always and everywhere, that becomes the focus in Tilal David and Pesukei Tezemra, right? The day in, day out, the everyday, small little, that's the constant Hashgacha, that's the focus of Pesukei Tezemra, and particularly Ashrei, and that is, and we take exactly that pasuk in from Hallel, and we put it into Pesukei Tezemra. And thereby, what are we doing? That's exactly the idea of Someh Kulu L'Tefila, right? That I look at Yitziat Mitzrayim, I look at Kriyat Yam Suf, right? I just talked about Yitziat Mitzrayim, I talked about Gulat Mitzrayim, and based on that, I say, and therefore I'm going to turn to Hashem and ask Him to help me with this relative who's sick, and with the fact that, and with this job, and with this, you know, this, and the, whatever it is, my day in and day out in life, right? That's Smicha Kulu L'Tefila. That's what Tami Rabbeinu says. That's the idea of drawing the inference from these dramatic places and moments and applying it to the everyday, every single moment of my life, right? And with me, that's what I'm saying. That's what Ashrei is. That's what Pesukei Tezemra is. So now that we see that, and by the way, this is really what the Gemara in Shabbos on Kuf Yuchet talks about. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalkime Ochlei Shalosh Tudot B'Shavah. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Yehei Chalkime Gomrei Halel B'Chol Yom. So Rabbi Yossi says that Halvai, my portion should be amongst those who say Halel every day. Says the Gemara, Ini V'Amar Mar Korei Halel B'Chol Yom Arezim Mechar from Megadev. Person not supposed to say Halel every single day. Ki Kamrina B'Sukei Dezimra. So the Gemara says, no, Rabbi Yossi is talking about B'Sukei Dezimra. So what is Pesukei Tezemra? How does the Gemara define Pesukei Tezemra? Look how beautiful it is. What is Pesukei Tezemra? No, what's Tukei Zimra? Saying Hallel, but every day. Meaning, to say the Hallel of B'tzei Yisrael Mitzrayim, which is about those special moments, I say it every single day, so then that's a terrible thing, because I'm saying it, and there are many different explanations I'm shown, but the major pshat is that, what am I saying? I'm saying that, you know, Ki'ilu, like, it loses its special. I'm not saying that there are special moments of Nisim, etc. It is every single day. It loses its meaning. The Hallel, that of Kuf Yud Gimel to Kuf Yud Chet, is meant to be said on these special dramatic moments. But I'm supposed to take that Hallel and transform it into something that's about the day in, day out. Right? Because that's the implication. That's the inference I'm supposed to draw. How do I do that? Not by saying Hallel every day, but by saying what? By saying Pesukei Dezimra every day. Saying Pesukei Dezimra every day is taking Hallel and making it day in, day out. Right? But in an appropriate way. That's exactly what Pesukei Dezimra is. Because these ideas complement each other. Hallel is about those dramatic moments about the Yitzhak Mitzrayim, about the Beit HaMikdash, and Pesukei Dezimra is about bringing that into the day in, day out. If we go back now and try to put it all together. So number one, let's look how beautifully everything fits together now, okay? To begin with, we start with the idea of Vayivarech David and Shirat Hayah, with the idea of the Beit HaMikdash and Yitziat Mitzrayim, right? With the idea of the special place and special time, these unique points, these dramatic, dazzling points within the continuum of time and space where we see Hashem's presence so clearly. But then what do? We take that, we build from that, and we take it into the yom yomi, into the day in, day out, right? Into the ongoing constant, the hashkacha times hakol of Tilal David. We bring it into the context of Anachnu Rachiyam Atavir Olam Haluyah. We go from the tremendous Nisim, etc., to the Yom Yom. And here we talk about the idea of the 15, right? Ki Biyam Hashem Tzur Olamim, how Hashem created, right? Not just the heavens, but also the earth, the down-to-earth, the everyday, and that's what the Yud Kei represents. That's what the 15 represents, this idea of bringing Hashem's presence down into man's world, right? Into the human world. In Yishtabach, we take the 15 of the Beit HaMikdash, the steps of the Beit HaMikdash, of the Ma'alot, we take the 15 of the Shirat Hayam and of the Mikdash, and we bring it into a different context. And that's the context which rounds off, which completes and finishes the idea of Pesukei Dezimra. If you look at Yishtabach, what do we say in Yishtabach? And now we're ready to look at Yishtabach. Yishtabach Shimcha La'ad Malkeinu. Ha'el HaMelech HaGadol HaKadosh Bashamayim Uba'aretz. We say that Hashem... And if you look, the first line, Yishtabach Shimcha Malkeinu, Yishtabach Shimcha La'ad Malkeinu, La'ad, right, through all of time, right, Bashamayim Va'aretz, through all of place. And then we continue, Kilachana, etc., and go through all the different Shvachot, Brachot V'Hoda'ot, Me'ata V'ad Olam. Where's that phrase come from? Where's Me'ata V'ad Olam come from? Comes from the very pasuk, right? The very pasuk in Tehillim that is both the aspect of Hallel, where we go from the special moments and places to the everyday, and it's the same pasuk with which we conclude Ashrei, right? And that's this Me'ata V'ad Olam, meaning throughout, meaning always, meaning that Hashem's praise is appropriate always. We have to recognize Hashem's hashkacha throughout all of time and space. And this is, I think, the way that these ideas
integrate, and really is why Yishtabach is such an important aspect of summing up and concluding the Psukei Dezimra, because the point of Psukei Dezimra is this idea of being Omer Hallel Bechol Yom, of taking the lessons of the Shirat Hayam, which we just said, and the Vayivarech David, which we just said, the idea of the Mikdash, and the idea of Yitziat Mitzrayim, the idea of the great Nisim, the idea of the Veshachant Mitocham, but taking it into the everyday, the Kibbukah Hashem, Tzur Olamim. The idea of the Shnei Olamot, not just the what's very, you know, it's very spiritual, it's very, you know, exalted, but also the day in, day out, the very mundane, the very everyday. And that is how Psukei Dezimra forms a foundation, right? In other words, this is really an appropriate introduction for our tefillah, right? And it's a theme that repeats itself when we do Smichat Gula tefillah, but the foundation for it is Psukei Dezimra, right? It's this Amirat Halal B'chol Yom. It's going from the idea of the lessons of Yitziat Mitzrayim and the Mikdash and bringing it to my everyday, so that when I see this idea of Hashem's Hashkacha, it can be expressed through my tefillah, when I turn to Hashem and my bakashot and ask Hashem for things based on the idea that I recognize Hashem's comprehensive hashkacha that affects every facet of my life. And that's, I think that this really gives a context not only for Ashrei and Psukei Dezimra, but really for the entire flow of Psukei Dezimra. And certainly, if you look at the words of Yishtabach, not only in terms of 15, that's kind of the icing on the cake, but really even in terms of the basic formulation of the major concepts of Yishtabach, I think it's very much what it talks about. And I think that one of the great clues to this is not just the 15, but the Me'atah V'ad Olam, which is, you know, a phrase that's clearly borrowed from Yaakov Tevav, which is really the pivotal pasuk in this entire structure.